You're listening to VCJ, Victoria College Chatham.
Okay, so last up, just a quick review of what we did on nuclear. We said that we're only interested in alpha and beta. We're not interested in gamma, because gamma always occurs after alpha and beta. And beta, of course, is a very fast electron, and alpha is two protons and two neutrons. We talked about the mass number and the atomic number. The mass number is the big one at the top. The atomic number is the lower one at the bottom. The mass number is the number of protons plus the number of neutrons. The atomic number is just the number of protons. The number of protons determines what kind of element it is. Every element has the same number of protons but can have different number of neutrons. An element with different number of neutrons is called an isotope. Everybody got that? Good. What else have you got to say about that? Oh, yeah. So when we fire out an alpha particle, all that happens is the nucleus loses two protons and two neutrons. So its mass number goes down by 4. Its atomic number goes down by 2. You've got to be able to write that in an exam. Beta particle is slightly more complicated. What happens with the beta particle is a neutron decides it's fed up of being a neutron, turns itself into a proton, and fires out a high-speed electron at the same time to maintain charge neutrality. What happens in terms of the numbers? Well, of course, we've still got the same number of protons and neutrons, because all that happens is neutrons turn into a proton. So the mass number doesn't change, whereas the atomic number goes up by 1 because we've gained a proton. And fired out a beta particle, that means the numbers for a beta particle are 0 because it has no effect on the mass number, and -1 because it increases the atomic number by 1. Okay, and you need to talk about the discovery of the nucleus. You need to understand firing alpha particles at a very thin gold sheet. Some of the alpha particles bounce because they come close to the nucleus, and the nucleus has the same charge, and so they bounce back off it. Most of them go straight through because most of an atom is thin air. That was Rutherford's experiment discovering the nucleus, and of course his students were chaps called Geiger and Müller, who invented the GM tube that we use to detect nuclear radiation. Nuclear fission. Right, last bit. Nuclear fission is U-235. Can also be done with one of the plutoniums. U-235, tiny amount of U-235 in uranium. Most uranium is U-238. But if you concentrate enough of it, you can get a chain reaction where a U-235 spits in two and fires out some neutrons. Other U-235s absorb those neutrons, which induces them to split in two and fire out more neutrons. Other U-235, blah, 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 blah. Okay, chain reactions, need to be able to draw that chain reaction. And nuclear fusion, much better for us. Releases a lot more energy, actually, nuclear fusion. Doing it by sticking together hydrogens to make helium. Releases a lot of energy and has no nasty waste products. Nuclear fusion is the main energy source for stars. Anything else I need to tell you? No. Do some proper revision. Don't rely on this. If you're relying on this, expect to fail. You're useless lot.
You're listening to VCJ, Victoria College Chatham.